USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is leaving the Pentagon as of Friday. Shanahan removed himself from consideration for a confirmed appointment as the defense chief. Two incidents of domestic violence are coming to light as Shanahan's now ex-wife was arrested years ago for punching him in the face, and in a separate incident, Shanahan's son was arrested for hitting his mother allegedly with a baseball bat. The events did happen years ago, but Shanahan says he would not let this get in the way of him being a good dad. President Trump is set to officially announce his re-election bid Tuesday night in Orlando, Florida. Folks have been lining up since Monday to get a seat in the 20,000-seat arena. These folks tell Fox News they can't wait to see the president.
Well, this is probably the earliest of any rally that's ever been done because it's a special rally. It's his re-election announcement, and it's historic.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The feud between a congressman and Amazon continues as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Amazon's taking issue with a congresswoman who claimed that its workers are paid starvation wages, in her words. That would be New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said on ABC's This Week back on Sunday morning that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is a billionaire because he pays people so little. Amazon tweeting back at AOC on Monday, calling the lawmaker just wrong. The company touted its $15 minimum wage and full benefits for workers from day one. A spokesperson for Ocasio-Cortez says that Amazon still built its business by extorting cities and governments for tax breaks.
Initial reports say there is little damage after a 6.8 earthquake rattled northwestern Japan on Tuesday. No injuries or deaths have been reported, and the epicenter was 200 miles north of Tokyo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Supreme Court says defendants can be charged in federal and state courts for the same crimes. The justices ruled against an Alabama man who claimed that he could not be charged again due to the constitutional protections against double jeopardy. Legal analyst Danny Savelos explains to MSNBC why the Supreme Court ruled this way.
The federal government doesn't have to listen to anything the states say. And often the federal government prosecutes in a situation that protects different interests than the state is trying to protect. So all the Supreme Court did was uphold a long-standing rule.
Britain's Prince Harry is continuing a cause his mother, Princess Diana, was involved in just months before she died in a car crash back in 1997. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
It's a $60 million campaign to clear landmines in Angola, a cause championed by Diana, Princess of Wales, who actually walked through a minefield in 1997. Prince Harry said this was an asset that should be protected, celebrated, and a benefit to its people.
In fact, I was told just the other day of the positive transformation in Huambo since my mother walked that minefield all those years ago. What is less well known is the impact landmines can have on conservation and wildlife.
And finally, control of the estate of singer Aretha Franklin is being decided in a Michigan court. A hearing was held on Monday in Wayne County where attorneys and family members of Franklin showed up to see if any decision would be forthcoming. The court is set to decide if any of the four handwritten wills Franklin left behind are valid. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.